If you've spent any time in Southeast Michigan, it's almost impossible to think of jazz without thinking of Linda Yawn. For 30 years, the woman driving the WEMU music train has been Linda.
Celebrating 40 years of jazz. 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station.
But it would be inappropriate, in fact, downright wrong, to view her exclusively through the lens of what music she plays on the air. Her contributions to music and community extend well beyond that. If not for former WEMU General Manager Art Timko, we may never have met Linda. In 1987, she was among many to submit a resume and audio tape for the open position of music director and jazz host. While now in retirement in Florida with sketchy cell service, Timko clearly recalls that the resume was very good, but it was something else that really jumped out at him.
The quality of her voice.
This is from an era that many people forget about. It is that era before jazz went electric and Miles Davis totally turned things around. But there were great recordings.
It was professional, it was warm, it was endearing. And I thought when I heard it, it really represented who WEMU is.
The new voice on WEMU immediately started making listener connections. Barry LaRue of Ypsilanti had been a lifelong fan of jazz and was already tuning in to WEMU. LaRue says with Linda's arrival, his listening experience was immediately enhanced.
Well, yeah, because she has so much experience with both knowing jazz musicians, knowing the history, and knowing the interplay, the cultural aspects, the geographic aspects, New Orleans and Memphis and New York City and Chicago. So all of that really makes it enjoyable. It's more than just music, but it's a cultural thing.
Jennifer Goulet moved to the area 24 years ago from Florida and quickly sought out an NPR station to call her own. She found it upon hearing Linda on WEMU.
Linda has a presence on the radio that just makes you feel like it's just you and Linda in the room, and she's there. She's your pal. She's getting you through your morning. She's sharing, you know, great, incredible jazz and music. She's just great fun, right? She's that smiling, joyful, hopeful voice, and that's just always been so incredibly special to me.
I'm Linda Yawn. So glad that you chose to spend now your afternoon with 89.1 WEMU. What an afternoon it's going to be on Jaco Pastorius' birthday.
Linda's passion for music and radio has always extended well beyond personal goals and ambitions. For the benefit of the audience, she has worked tirelessly to help make the WEMU music staff the very best it can be. 89.1 jazz host Michael Jewett says that's just who she is.
My takeaway of Linda here at WEMU is really, it's work ethic. I've never seen her phone it in, so to speak. You know, even though, you know, you're around somebody for 30 years, you know, you see them, you know, having a rough day or whatever, but, you know, Linda is always giving 100%, and I think that's a real testament to who she is as a person.
Linda's appreciation of all the different hues and colors and palettes that jazz and blues and really the entire music world outside of jazz and blues provides to the listener, that's what Linda Yawn means to me, and that's what she taught me mostly.
That is Nick Thompson, the host of the Sunday Best on WEMU. Jessica Webster brings the in-crowd to WEMU listeners every week.
I listen to Linda Yawn almost every day. And every time I listen to Linda, it's to hear how she opens that microphone and sounds like she's my best friend. And I know that everyone who listens to Linda Yawn feels the same way. There's a friendliness and a warmth and a conviviality to the way that Linda Yawn is on the air. And I have tried to learn that.
Well, good morning to you. It's just about 5 minutes past 10, and it's 89.1 Jazz just about to get started.
And once she starts, she never stops. With a staff of fellow jazz and music ambassadors on board, Linda has taken it upon herself to lead the charge to create moments and relationships out in the community. Alberto Nassif is the former host of Cuban Fantasy on WEMU. He says Linda takes the personable warmth you hear on the air and goes out and builds even more meaningful and substantive relationships.
When I first met her, I thought, she's like so happy. Why is she so happy? She's like almost jumping up and down, vibrating out of her shoes, you know? And it was because she just loves music and she loves people.
You see her everywhere. Not only is she on stage at almost every jazz event, emceeing or conducting panel discussions or interviewing, but she volunteers for Meals on Wheels. She volunteers for the Cancer Society. She's emceed the Ypsilanti Community Choir Christmas program for many, many years. She's always out in the community doing something.
That is current WEMU General Manager Molly Motherwell. Her observations are seconded by Jennifer Goulet, the executive director of the arts organization Creative Many.
She not only says, right, that she believes in those things, but she practices and she lives that and she demonstrates that in her just, you know, very being in who she is and where she spends and devotes her time.
But to hearken back to the original mission, among the greatest impacts Linda Yawn has had is on the local community of jazz and blues musicians.
On Sunday, a special event at the Ypsilanti District Library, Paul Keller will start his holiday concert tour.
And speaking of bassist and band leader Paul Keller,
Linda has been about the greatest cheerleader we've ever known for jazz in this area. She has really been a voice for the local musicians, letting everybody know where we're playing, playing our recordings, and doing everything she can to get the word out and lifting up the jazz community.
Drummer Sean Dobbins first met Linda as a teenager when he was performing at the Ypsilanti Heritage Festival. Dobbins is now in his 40s and says from that day forward, he has received Linda's encouragement and support and has become a better musician because of her.
The way I learned music is I would turn on the radio and I would just play along to whatever came on the radio, and that way I couldn't control what I was listening to and I had to just use my ears. And so I would totally come home and listen to her show and put on 89.1 and just try to see if I could hang in there as a young musician. So she was teaching music when she didn't know she was teaching music.
Another jazz moment in time. So it seems only appropriate Linda would create a daily radio feature by that very name.
And now our jazz moment in time. So we're going to start out with Utopia from Tender Moments by McCoy Tyner.
Linda has created jazz moments on virtually every stage in Southeast Michigan over the past three decades. Ken Fisher is President Emeritus of UMS. He says her contributions to the area's venues, promoters, and presenters is immeasurable.
The artists that she is introducing, let's say live, are here in large part because she has relationships with them. They trust her. The presenters trust her. And I look at Michigan Theater, I look at the Southeast Michigan Jazz Association, I look at the Detroit Jazz Festival, I look at UMS. You know, we all have enormous confidence in this person and that she is so willing to share her gifts with the entire community. That's been such a treasure for 30 years.
And WEMU General Manager Molly Motherwell notes that each of those interactions and individual encounters, it comes from a great big heart.
Linda's one of those rare personalities who is completely 100% herself at all times. Linda does not have a stage personality or a radio personality. Linda is Linda, so that warmth that you hear over the air, it's genuine, and you feel that warmth when you talk to her. When Linda talks to you, she's only talking to you. She's interested in you.
That passion for engagement at all levels over the years has earned Linda Yawn a long list of local, state, and national awards. But we can all testify to the fact her greatest reward has been to serve you as the ultimate community ambassador of jazz, live music, musicians, and great radio on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, it is so good to be with you today. We have Ellen Rowe on piano tonight. It's going to be fantastic.
And now it's time for Linda to take the proverbial ride off into the sunset. And when your life has been dedicated to jazz, you don't head out on horseback. You turn and wave to a grateful and appreciative community. You climb on board and take the A train.
I'm Michael Jewett, host of 89.1 Jazz and Blues Time. Linda, I am going to miss you. I'm going to miss hearing you, your great mix of swinging and inspirational music. And I think most of all, I'm going to miss this running conversation for now three decades, talking about people, talking about places, talking about this music. I will miss that greatly. And congratulations on this great run. Good luck in all your future endeavors. We will see you on the gig. Take care.
Well, I'm Jennifer Goulet, and I'm just truly honored to have been listening to Linda Yahn on WEMU for 24 years. That seems nearly impossible. I am going to miss you here at WEMU. You have been such an inspiration as a leader and as a champion for the arts. In good times and in bad, you have always looked for the good and for the hope and for the inspiration. And you've shared that with me. You've shared that, I think, with every person that you've touched through your role here at EMU. I wish you just such happiness and joy in your new adventures ahead. And I can't wait to see where that path takes you.
This is Jeremy Baldwin, host of the Roots Music Project. I wish you the best, Linda. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for believing in me and helping me get my start here at WEMU. And then once I got here, you have taught me so much about being a radio host, but also just about being a good, decent, kind person. And I thank you so much for that. And I am going to try to carry on your legacy for the rest of my days here at WEMU, and indeed for the rest of my days on the planet Earth. So thanks again. Enjoy your retirement. Have fun. I know you're going to do great things.
I'm Molly Motherwell, general manager of WEMU. And Linda, I just have to say that it has been my privilege to be your colleague for 26 years. I have learned so much from you about music, about service to the community, about genuine warmth and affection and caring and passion. But it's been an even greater honor to be your friend. We've shared a lot of good times, funny times, silly times, serious times here at the station. It's going to be very difficult for me that first day that I don't see you come in that door and greet everybody. Thank you for 30 years of outstanding service, 26 that overlapped with me, but also for 26 years of just being a great friend.
This is Mark Terrace, host of Cuban Fantasy. Linda Yahn, I thank you for leading by example with your great programming, warm on-air demeanor, and personal encouragement. Enjoy your retirement. I know that you will continue to serve the community that you love. Know that we love you, too.
Hi, this is Barry LaRue from Ypsilanti, and Linda, you're an amazing person. I hope your retirement is everything that you want it to be, and that I know you're going to be out and about in the community, and I'll see you on the flip side.
This is Wendy Wright, host of From Memphis to Motown. Linda, you have been a teacher and a mentor to me for more than 18 years. You took a chance on me and saw something in me that no one else did. And if it weren't for you, I certainly wouldn't be on the radio. You have meant everything to the jazz community here and to this station, and you're going to be sorely missed. You're irreplaceable. That is the truth. What I hope for you in your retirement is that you get some rest. Love you.
Well, this is Ken Fisher. I'm president emeritus of UMS. My partner for 30 years has been Linda Yahn. We both started in 1987. And Linda, you're such a treasure. We wish you the very, very best. And maybe you and I and our spouses can be dates together going to hear some great jazz that you have helped bring to this community in your 30 years of service.
I'm Daniel Long, host of The Grooveyard on WEMU. Linda, you've been a teacher, a mentor, and a friend, and I do not have the words sufficient enough for the gratitude I feel for you. May your retirement be as fulfilling as your career has been, and Linda, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
I'm Jessica Webster, host of The In Crowd here on WEMU. Linda, thank you for the 30 years that you've given to WEMU and to the community and to the listeners. You know, I started off as a listener and I used to make requests all the time. And then you invited me on the air. You gave me a show. You changed my life. I've always been able to turn to you, whether it's as a friend or whether it's I turn the radio on and there you are. You will always have a place in my heart.
This is Nick Thompson, host of The Sunday Best. Linda, I wish you the brightest moments. They're so deserved. You've given us so many. I hope that your future is overflowing with bright moments, spending time with your friends and family, and music. You've provided such joy thank you very much for everything you've given to us. God, we love you so much.
There's only one Linda Yon.
Truer words were never spoken. I'm David Fair, adding my thanks to Linda Yon for 30 years of excellence on 89.1 WEMU.